The fall of humanity does not only show up in history books, courtrooms, wars, and broken institutions. The fall also shows up at home. It shows up in the kitchen after a long day. It shows up in the bedroom when affection turns into pressure or rejection. It shows up in the budget meeting when fear becomes control. It shows up in parenting when exhaustion becomes blame. It shows up in silence, sarcasm, defensiveness, hiding, and resentment. Genesis 3 gives us a powerful picture of what sin does to human relationships. After Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they hid. They felt shame. They covered themselves. They blamed each other. Their relationship with God was wounded, and their relationship with one another was damaged. That same pattern still appears in marriage. Shame says, if my spouse really knew me, I would be rejected. Blame says, this marriage would be fine if you would change. Hiding says, I will keep this secret because I do not want to face the truth. Control says, I will manage you so I do not have to feel afraid. Defensiveness says, I cannot admit wrong because then I will feel weak. These are not just communication problems. They are soul problems. They are spiritual and physical realities showing up in daily married life. From an organic human perspective, we understand that sin affects the whole person. It affects thoughts, desires, bodies, habits, sexuality, money, words, family patterns, and spiritual life. A spouse may say, I am just tired, but the tiredness may uncover deeper fear. Another may say, I just want respect, but the demand for respect may be mixed with pride or insecurity. Marriage has a way of bringing hidden things into the light. That can feel painful, but it can also become a gift. When the fall shows up at home, the couple has a choice. They can keep hiding, blaming, controlling, and defending, or they can bring the truth into the presence of Christ. A faithful marriage does not pretend sin is absent. A faithful marriage learns to recognize sin without surrendering to it. This means learning to say, I was wrong. I got defensive. I spoke harshly. I hid that from you. I was afraid. I need to repent. I need help. These words are not signs of failure. They can be signs of grace beginning to work. The fall shows up at home, but so can redemption. When husband and wife stop hiding and begin walking in the light, marriage becomes a place where God forms truth, humility, courage, forgiveness, and hope.